Welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. We've got a very special edition tonight. Not only have we got in the studio a friend of mine, Danny, and Amanda Maiden in person. She, of course, is from Los Angeles. She is the daughter of Tony Maiden, the lead singer and leader of Rufus for quite a few years, since the 70s. And Tony's going to be calling in, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And Amanda's going to be singing in the studio, so it's going to be a fantastic show. This is Stop On By, Madam Maiden and Tony Maiden right here, exclusive track. And we're going to keep it going, so stick around. 604-822-CITR.
It's been a long time since I did that song. One more time for Amanda Maiden. Yeah, you got it going on. She's got that Chaka Khan thing going on.
I'm David Love Jones, and welcome back to African Rhythms. Of course, we've been listening to Tony and Amanda Maiden, and that last track, that was actually Chaka Khan, Say with Rufus. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Hey.
Well, really nice to have you on the show. I mean,
Thank you.
I guess I've been blessed to have heard you sing a few times now at my shop and Calabash last Sunday.
Yeah,
that was really special too. But you know, what's even more amazing is that we're going to have Tony Maiden, your dad, phoning in.
Yay!
A whole just retrospective. I mean, we started with Stop On By, and you know, like, I'm a huge Bobby Womack fan.
To hear
you and your dad singing that is amazing. I mean, of course, we should tell our listeners that we're talking about Rufus, which back in the 70s.
Like a funk R&B rock.
Yeah, exactly. You know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Funk, R&B, rock. Well, I mean, certainly for one thing is they crossed over massively to the rock audience.
Oh, of course. Everything.
And Chaka Khan, of course, was a member of that band. Tony, your dad, played lead guitar and was the leader, and still is the leader of the band, in fact. In fact, Rufus, I guess, Rufus is Tony Maiden.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically where it's at.
Yeah. You
know? Awesome. Well, Amanda, we're blessed to have you in Vancouver. I know your very nice fiance. He lives up here.
Brady.
Well, big up to him. But yeah, I mean, you know, lucky for him, he has brought you to this fine city. And so we've been injected with this incredible soul.
Yeah.
And we have our friend Danny here on guitar. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Yeah. So Amanda's going to play live some tracks. She's been playing around Vancouver. And some of these are Rufus related. And some of these she's written herself.
With my fiance.
With your fiance.
He's co-writer on both the songs.
Oh, I didn't know Brady was a song collector. That's really amazing.
I didn't know either until we had to write these songs together.
Well, it makes sense that how much I know you, Amanda, that you would be creative and at home. You would be thinking creative things and involving those around you just doing things. It's because, you know, we met through Leslie at my shop, very talented musician herself, and big up to her.
Yeah.
The performances down there have been great. I mean, of course, on CITR, we podcast one on Record Store Day. I don't know. Personally, I thought you killed it. I mean, to you, it wasn't perfect, but I know you're a perfectionist. So.
Yes, I am a perfectionist.
Yeah, you know, which is no problem. But that song, Stay, what does that mean to you? Do you like that for your dad's work? Is that one of your favorite Chaka Khan moments?
Singing Stay, because I never sang Stay.
No. Yeah.
You mean?
But just in terms of admiring the song.
I love Stay. Like, I always try to get my dad to make me, or I always wanted to sing Stay in the shows that we do.
I was like, I wonder what Amanda Maiden thinks about Stay, the song, because I've been listening to it and I'm like, damn, you know, this is a really hot track.
I love it to the T. Like, it's one of my favorite songs.
As a Stop On By, you know, I mean, Rufus, of course, did it back in the day, as well as Bobby Womack. In fact, I think they might have even been on the same label. So,
United Artists. They worked together for a bit. They did a couple of things. My dad did some stuff with him too.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool.
It's pretty incredible, the artist that Tony Maiden's worked with. I mean, Quincy Jones, just for one name, did one of his albums.
Yeah. And Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Paul Abdul, Lionel Richie.
Top people in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still collaborating and doing things. Like,
yeah,
he's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Exactly. Yeah. We got Tokyo coming up pretty soon, and we're doing a show with Tower Power, Ronan Isley's brother,
Ernie Isley. Yeah, he's like the Jimi Hendrix. You know, he's got some licks like the great Jimmy himself.
It's gonna be pretty intense. Me singing with all these very big, well-known musicians back in the day. To have an experience to even be a part of that is, I'm very blessed and really excited to do. And just them trusting in me to sing their songs and having the faith that I could deliver it very well, I'm really excited and stuff. So,
well, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you know, I think the first thing you notice about your singing or whatever is, you know, you have your voice is you've developed a very soulful style.
Thank
and
you.
You know, it's developed, like it's not you know, just oh well, I just started singing soul music or whatever, you know.
It's in my blood.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that you've really carried your craft, and I mean, I know Tony's really proud of you for sure. Yeah.
Yes, he's a very hard teacher, but he is proud in his own way. Yes.
Yeah, no, he's a bit of a perfectionist, so like, I kind of relate to him.
Yeah, he's way. Same thing with Shaka. Always, it was, but you know what? Every time he does give us the criticism and tell it straight up, we'll go in and then, you know, remember, like, oh, okay, Dad, okay, I understand why you were so hard on me, because I just did the best show of my life because of you being... He's not so much hard, he's passionate. He knows everything that you need to know and more because he's lived it. You know, he's been in it. So it's like me trying to be like, no, Dad, it should be like this. It's like, no, I've been in this for I don't know how many years. And so...
Yeah, the experience.
Yeah, and so, like, people say he's a hard person to please. Yeah, he is, but when he sees something bigger and better and wants you to succeed to that level, he's going to be on you, like, white on rice and be like, no, you got to look back what you did, and then you could become better. So I was always blessed to have such hard teachers to, you know, critique everything that... I do when it comes to singing and just being more of embracing the feeling of the music. And that's what Rufus and Shaka was, is the feeling of the music. It's the feeling of what they felt at that moment every time they created every song.
Yeah.
And so when true singers, when they sing those songs, it's so easy if you know what the feeling is. Every time Rufus songs are all a story. It's all of an emotion. It's all about something they went through.
Well, Shaka really developed her talents, and no one's around her was really good arrangements, musicianship, and you know, I think the end result was a really high quality. But the thing is that like you said, I mean, Tony can definitely see that in other singers. I mean, Mesa Leek, who's on tour with you.
Well, Mesa grew up on my father, and her biggest dream was to do something with Rufus. So and I never knew that until the second show when I went to Japan, when she was featured, she was talking about it and stuff, and it was so crazy, and it was so cool to know, like, wow, you know, people that are that inspired and having the dream to, you know, when I lived it, and I'm like hanging out and Shaka's, you know, I'm in her dressing room, you know, trying her wigs and stuff. So, like,
well, certainly with Mesa Leek being in Japan, they really like Incognito, and she was featured with them. So that was sort of one of the quality bands that went through the 90s to modern day. You know, there was still good soul and jazz kind of music being made.
Right.
And that's why what Tony's doing now certainly fits into that mold as well. Like, it's just really crafted singers, great musicianship, great songs, and then just the best people, the best singers. And, you know, it's great so that Tony has featured you as a lead singer.
You know how many years it took him to do that? It took me years to even get to this point that it is now, which is even crazier because my dad wasn't skeptical, but I had to work for it.
Yeah.
So now I have proved myself.
Yeah.
Millions of times. Now this is it's great. Now he's letting me sing my own music.
Yeah, well, to be able to sing Sweet Thing and Stop On By that we heard a little bit earlier, I mean, these are like great songs. I mean, these are some of like the best stuff of the 70s. I mean, Sweet Thing is a monumental,
a hard song to sing. Maybe it's because it's very close to me. How do I say this? Sweet Thing is, I don't know, it's always been one of those songs that people would be like, oh, it's so hard to sing, and I always connected with that. So, I don't know, it was like one of those songs where it was like a challenge for me to learn, but I loved the way Shaka sang that song, that I was just like, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get this, and I'm gonna learn it, and I'm gonna hit that note that everybody has a challenge to hit. Like I said, it's about feeling, you know?
Amanda made me, I'll give it up. You wanna serenade someone?
You do.
Oh, really? I didn't know you know a lot of people.
It's my favorite song.
Okay.
It means so much because you wrote it.
Well,
it's my daddy's song. So I could deliver it right.
Well, thank you.
So my treat to you guys. Won't you hear me talking, baby? Hello. Don't want your mind, don't want your money. These words I say, they may sound funny, but
oh, oh, sweet thing,
sweet thing.
Don't you know you're my everything?
Oh,
oh, oh, sweet thing. Don't you know you're my everything?
Yes, you Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now, I'll go crazy.
Oh, oh, oh,
yeah.
You're not mine, can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
And I love you.
I'm a crazy lover. You're on the fire.
Yeah, I'm a fire.
You're not mine, can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
That's what I grew up, Prince, and being able to see what it's like to be in front of it, in front of your face, of singing all or seeing all the different, especially Chaka. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. Like every time I see her go on stage, it's like, oh my goodness, she's like all, there's all this stuff happening backstage, and she goes in and walks out and she'll hit like one note and it's like dead on, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna do that.
Well, it's an inspiration. But you know what, we've got Tony is gonna be calling in, or in fact I think he's on the other line now. And so why don't we actually go to a track you and Tony made, this ballad. Tell us a little bit about it first. Hold on, the Tony Maiden version with the guitar intro.
Yes, my dad's is made in the Tony Licks. The song that I wrote, Hold On, he decided I'm going to funk it up a little bit and put it more of a rock and roll kind of tune, and yeah.
Yeah, all right, well, let's drop that. We'll be back with Amanda Maiden and her dad, Tony Maiden from Rufus, right up to this. And it's CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, CITR.ca. Tune in online.
Feel this way, so worn out and down. Feels like my head's in a cush cloud, and I'm trying. And trying.
It's a brand new day, and I'm feeling good. All my pain is washed away. I can see the light, and it shines so bright. Let the morning rays push the clouds away. Now I'm free. So free. So hold on and be strong. So don't be so sad and blue, baby. Soon the sun will shine for you. So hold on and be strong. So don't be so sad and blue. Soon the sun will shine for you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thursday night, Chocolate Milk is going to be serving up some classic house and indie dance realness with some retro 80s and 90s dance and hip-hop at the Shine Nightclub on 365 Water Street, with DJs G-Love, J Douglas, DJ T, Mumbles, Corleo, and CITR's very own David Love Jones, host of African Rhythms. Cover is $5. Doors open at 10. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Bubba's dancing, Bubba's dancing in the night. Faces flashing, neon light. You know it's time to move your feet to the metal disco beat.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is...
Pilot. You remember Pilot from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the 9 o'clock show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Yeah.
That is Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Little Boy Blue. On the phone, we've still got Amanda here. Hey, Amanda. We should have welcome to African Rhythms, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Canada?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. I hope you can hear us okay. Well, thanks a lot for phoning in, Tony. Yeah, we've been talking to your daughter, Amanda, a little bit about the history of Rufus being a funk soul and, as she says, rock band.
Oh, yeah. Hey. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, tell me about those early days when you were at Maverick's Flats, was it called? Maverick's Flats?
Well, that was, well, man, that's the very beginning of everything. I mean, at least the beginning of me joining the band Rufus the year of 1974, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. So, you know, that first place was like a jam place in L.A., some of the best talent.
People like Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Just imagine a lot of even Richard Pryor started there.
Wow! So, you know, that was where Rufus was formed. Where you met Chaka Khan?
Well, no, I met Chaka in Chicago. I mean, you know, years ago, I was with a band called High Voltage. At the time, we were kind of like playing same venue. Yeah, Lalomi was the lead singer at the time, and then
Lalomi was born. Yeah.
Yeah, that group broke, kind of just blown broke up, and then that's when we left and came to back to L.A., and then that's when I joined up with Chaka and Rufus, and, you know, of course, we ended up writing, you know, I had, you know, Once You Get Started, because actually I wrote Once You Get Started in Chicago before I got with Rufus. It was an instrumental called Tony's Jam, you know.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, well, I mean, you can definitely hear the funk influence on, you know, the Rufusized album. You know, we were playing a little bit earlier the Rufusized instrumental, but Once You Get Started was an instrumental too. So basically that sort of changed the direction for you with Chaka joining the band.
Well, yeah, she's like 17. I mean, you know, she's this little video thing, you know, and then all of a sudden I heard her. She opened her mouth and she did humongous voice, you know.
Yeah, what a phenomenal talent.
Yeah, I just knew right away that it was going to go, you know. And she was like the what I needed for my material and
amazing,
you know, the stuff that we had to keep things going, you know.
Yeah, well, tell me about Little Boy Blue. I mean, I think that's a fantastic track to be perhaps as slept on as it is.
Oh, my God. That song was written. I wrote it with a guy by the name of Jim Paris at Wheaton, Illinois.
Wow.
Out in the country fields, I don't know. We was out with some cows or something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we were out there and we wrote the song, man. But then I brought it back to L.A. and tracked it, and then of course Claire Fisher, who did the string arrangement, just took it to a whole nother dimension.
Yeah, rest in peace. He passed fairly recently.
Ever since then, when he did that on Little Boy Blue, we used them for all of our records.
Yeah, fantastic arrangement on that track. I mean, it's mind-blowing. I can see why people, you know, who are really in the know, appreciate a track like that. Like, it's really good stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And, I still always wanted to do that track with a full orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was, it's sort of got classical epic proportions, you know.
Exactly.
It's, you
that's
know.
That's where Rufus was, you know, multi, classical, funk, jazz, rock. So that's the thing about our music, it was every little bit, you know, in there to give it something different, you know.
Yeah, well, I think the unique nature of it, I mean, you collaborated with some huge talents. I mean, you've been associated with, Quincy Jones and the Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Just really, really big people. You know, it's phenomenal. I mean, I could just see that just because of the pedigree of the people you worked with or whatever, that you would have to be a perfectionist. You'd have to be really good at what you do. I mean, or people like that just don't work with. Why waste your time when you can work with the incredible talents of Billy Preston?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Billy and I, you know, we go way back, you know, in the early church days, you know, when we were, I mean, I was real young, you know, he was young, and then we had a really nice marriage together, you know, and everything was all, you know, we were doing a lot of spontaneous stuff, music, coming up with concepts.
Did you get to meet the Beatles?
Pardon me?
Did you get to meet the Beatles?
I met George Harrison when we did That's the Way God Planned It. Met George.
What was he like?
He was fantastic. Yeah. Very mellow, very, very, very down, you know. This was fantastic.
Yeah, he seems like the really special Beatle in some respects, you know.
Just, he was. Actually,
yeah.
I considered George the leader. I think he kept a lot of peace in the group.
He was sort of the cool aspect, you know, like,
yeah,
just his whole Eastern approach and everything.
You know, a lot of people don't know that because we toured
with the Stones,
and after we toured, Ron Woods came and played on one of our records because he wanted to jam with a
nice
punk band.
Yeah, well, Ron Woods got good taste, you know, like he's a tasteful player.
Man. I mean, I wish I had that on video too.
Yeah.
That would have been something to see.
Yeah, well, you know, this, I was mentioning the Street Player to you, how your track Street Player got covered by Chicago, I guess. And then their version got made into a dance track, and it was a huge smash out there, Tony.
Wow,
and you weren't even aware what was going down. Your track is like all over the radio. People are clubbing all over the world to it. And Tony Raven's like, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey.
But you know what? These things happen.
There's a lot going on with our music, you know, when Mary J. did the Sweet Thing, you know.
Well, I suppose it shouldn't be that surprising when people sample things or whatever, but I think what's uncanny with what was done with Street Player is it's kind of neat in its own way. Like, it's actually a really good dance song, just because it shows you the aspects of the track, the groove of the track was actually kind of ahead of its time, it's fair to say.
Well, I can say that about a lot of the music that, you know, I tell you, I never used to listen to my music. I just start really kind of listening to my music now.
Yeah, well, listen, Tony, Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's what happens is when you're an artist and when you've got a repertoire of songs and things you're doing and moving on to new things, and sometimes you don't tour with playing all the old songs or whatever, is that, yeah, I mean, you can forget about some of the incredible things that you've done. You know?
Well, the reason why I did that, because, like, I did a record, an instrumental called Back to Basic, because that's what I've been trying to do. I'm going back to, like, how I... you know, used to write then, you know, back in the day. So I listened to where I was back in the 70s, because I consider the 70s the most creative period time for writing music.
It was,
everybody's sampling now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the level of songwriting or musicianship going on, and then, you know, I guess, I don't know, some of these really good songwriters, Prince Philip Mitchell, Sam Dees, or some of the really high-level kind of people were... taking it higher and higher in terms of content and quality, and I mean, it was pretty profound. There was so much good stuff going on.
Yeah, it was. I just think of this. It was the time and the period. I don't know what's going on now. I don't know why everybody's just so lax now. But I mean, I guess because there's a lot going on.
Well, you know, my friend, there is things going on, and I mean, even, you know, just the interrelations of things you're doing with Amanda and what Amanda's doing herself. I mean, these are all like quality
and
things that are going on in modern
day. You know, she's like I said, she's carrying the torch now. She's the next generation.
Yeah,
and I love where her head is at. You know, she's very, you know, she's just like I was. She's
well, she's right here on the mic. If you want to talk to her,
hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah, so I'm really excited for her, and she's like really coming a long way.
Yeah,
you know?
No, absolutely.
And, yeah, so I know that she's going to be a star, and she's going to get up there and. Do what she do.
If I get my way, there's going to be something happening. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know...
And I'm stubborn, so I usually get my way.
Oh, yeah. Well, get your way.
Yeah. Awesome.
Open the door, because, like, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to open the door for her. And everybody that come across and hear her voice, you know, even Auntie... I mean, she calls Shaka Auntie Shaka. Even, like, I think I told you that she did Sweet Thing in front of Shaka at this event that we did.
Incredible.
And then Shaka just stopped singing.
Well, you know, sometimes we need, as great as Shaka is, because she's one of the greatest, but, you know, sometimes we need a next generation, and we need to nurture the next generation, you know, and that's what it's all about right here. But yeah, no, I mean, and also we should mention you've been touring with Sly Stone.
Yes, we did. Actually, we did 15 dates in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow!
And yeah, it was incredible. I mean, for Sly, yeah. And it came across, and then Sly, we brought Fun, Sly's daughter. Actually, and then I had Malini, which is Shaka's daughter.
Wow!
And of course Amanda was there, and I tell you, man, it was something to see.
Killer lineup is all I can say. Yeah, well, this is all going to be coming out on your CD and if I get my way, vinyl on your forthcoming Live in Tokyo.
Yeah, well, as we speak, you know,
we heard a little bit already.
We've been working on it as we speak. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we heard Stop On By, Tony. We heard you doing the duet with Amanda. Pee-wee sent me the remix version, so we dropped it. Yeah, you know, we came through the deadline, buddy, all in the end. You know, it was all like, we put this together, I swear, folks. In 24 hours, we literally put all this together, so I think that's kind of amazing. But you know You know what?
That's the way I like to do it.
Yeah. But you know what, Tony? We're going to be getting you up here. We're possibly working on some other projects about you playing live here. So when we get you up here, we'll definitely have you in the studio and we'll go into some more details of the incredible career of Rufus and all the wonderful things. I mean, it was wonderful talking to you yesterday about it. And you've really got a lot of great stories. And I'm really getting more and more into Rufus and your music. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave. Hey, I appreciate it, my brother.
Yeah, no problem, my brother. Well, listen, we're going to drop this Street Player, and then, incredibly, we're going to have Amanda and Danny playing guitar, Amanda singing. So, wow, this is like one of my all-time great nights.
I'm not there. I can't
hear. Well, I'm going to be sending you the CD in the mail, or I'm sending you the MP3 right away, anyway.
I'll never forget those English years. Street sound. I've just been listening to all this.
But
anyway.
Well, listen, it's a riot having you on the show, Tony, and we're definitely going to do it again, man, my friend. And peace to you, brother.
Yeah. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
All right, bye. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sounds swirling through my mind. Trouble was often in the air. So we fought to forget our despair. Cause I'm a street player and I play you a song.
Play me a song.
Cause my heart and soul will carry on. City life the only way. Hunters and billiard halls was a home away. Lesson learned that still helped me today. Cause I'm a street player and I sing it all.
Play me a song.
Hitmen and thieves, many abroad, but as you will see, I still stand tall. It was such a small space. We'll be right back.
It's called college radio, Amanda.
I love it.
We just like redo if it doesn't work. Okay, we'll play it again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't be too serious. Anyway, you're listening to African Rhythms, and we're on CITR 101.9 FM. All night long, we had Tony Maiden from Rufus phoning in from, where was he phoning in from?
He is phoning in Los Angeles, L.A.
Yeah, well, it shows that he's involved in a lot of community events and jamming with a lot of things. I mean, in fact, he told me he's even jammed with Rochelle Farrell. Like, she phoned him up and said, you coming out tonight? That's it. He's out jamming with one of the greatest singers of all time. So,
exactly. She's awesome.
No, she's a huge talent. And actually, if you search my archives, you can find the Rochelle Farrell interview on the International Women's Day show. But anyway, that was Amanda Maiden. We have been featuring her and her dad all night. And Amanda, you're going to, with Danny here, you're going to do a song. And the first one you're going to do is I'm Gone?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Here we go. Hey. Here we go.
Baby, love's the best thing he'll ever Said I'm out the door, yeah. Ain't coming back no more, yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, that was totally amazing.
Thank
and
you.
And that, are you going to release that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Somehow, some way, we got to start a label. I don't know.
I know, right?
I mean, if you can't get anyone else to do it, I mean, if it's the only way I can get some vinyl made, then then would it be just so cool to just mail a 45 to someone in the mail? You know, oh my God, this is like Amanda Maiden in vinyl. Like,
that'd right? be just that'd hot. Be sick.
Yeah. Awesome. So, what are we going to do next? Thanks, Danny. That was great.
Yeah, he's amazing. Danny, you're amazing. Your smile. My dad wrote this. It's one of those songs that are very personal to me because I grew up on it, and my dad used to sing it all the time. And
oh, wow. Oh, it was on a Rufus record.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
okay, great. All right.
Well. Yeah.
It keeps getting better. Whoa. Awesome. Well, I mean, what a jam it's been tonight, but we've got more.
We got one more. Okay, we're going to do Hollywood.
Woo. Okay.
Hollywood.
Here we go again. Yeah. Amanda Maiden, live here in Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. Tune in and online.
All right.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
bust out all his life. He's been in and out of the spaces. Seeing eyes have spoke to him inside in empty places. One more time. He's moving to Hollywood, busting in a Hollywood. Show him the way. He's moving to Hollywood, busting in a Hollywood. Yeah, he's on his way. He's moving to Hollywood, busting in a Hollywood. Show him the way. He's moving to Hollywood. Yeah, come on, get the roof in. He's gonna be dressed to kill. He's gonna find some brand new thrills. Whatever he's been looking for, and tell him that there's so much more in Hollywood. Yeah. Oh, he's on his way. He's moving to Hollywood, buzzing in Hollywood. Show him the way. He's moving to Hollywood, busting in Hollywood. Yeah, he's on his way. Moving to Hollywood, busting in Hollywood. Show him the way. Moving, let's group it. Yeah, we're going to Hollywood. I said I'm going to Hollywood. No. I said going to Hollywood. I said I'm going to Hollywood. I came from there and now I'm in Vin City. I love it so much, yay. He's on his way. He's moving to Hollywood, busting in Hollywood. Show him the ways. Moving to Hollywood, busting in Hollywood. Yeah, he's on his way. We're gonna move to Hollywood, yeah.
Wow, what a fantastic.
I
lost my mic. What a fantastic version. And, you know, that's a Rufus song I didn't really know, but you totally got me into it now, and version was killer.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way the version goes. But the original is different.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
Well, it's nice to improvise on a theme in terms of, I think that's some of the greatest thing about soul and jazz music is that's exactly what it does, is you keep reinventing great songs and doing more things with them. And Danny, I'm sorry, what is your last name again?
McKinnon,
yeah. So that's great that you guys are jamming together. And of course, yeah, well, I'm sure we'd be down at Calabash at some point and playing down there or at my record shop. You know, it's great. I mean, your playing was awesome.
He's amazing. He kept up with my dad, for crying out loud. That's how I met him. I met Danny coming
crazy
in with Leslie.
Yeah. And so Tony Maiden was in town and Danny got to play with him.
Tony was in town, come jam with him. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and that was with Christine too, right? Christine Best. That was a different.
Yeah, that was our good friend Chuck. But Danny came because I was like, my dad wanted to jam.
He
just came to the house and he was I wanted to jam with musicians. And so Leslie's like, oh, I have this guitar player that's sick. And so what crazy was is Danny comes out of nowhere, gets the guitar. A lot of people that play with my dad are very nervous. He just comes and fucks it up. And then my dad's like, hold on, I need to start playing right now. And like, got him. I'm like, there's never been a guitar player that I know that has kept up with my dad and inspired my dad to play.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And Danny's like phenomenal. And I'm so lucky and so blessed to have him like playing with me and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
But we're definitely, you know, in terms of your playing in town, Leslie and some of our other friends, but when we definitely, it'd be great to just form a super group around you that we could play at Calabash
and
do some,
sick.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I have the band that I've been doing with Justin and John. John is the drummer, Justin's the bass player. They are sick, funky. Just us combined is a sick band, and I can't wait to bring them out because
I'll keep people poster for when you guys are going to play.
Yeah, those are some funky, yeah. It'll be more flawless and polished.
Yeah, the performance was great, and it was great having your dad phone in. And, I think that, you know, we're putting down history for Vancouver.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And, you know, collaborating, coming here, and it's helping develop the scene further. Like, I'm seeing things happening now, Amanda, that, you know, for years of doing this radio, 18 years, are happening. And it's exciting for me, you know, to just see this kind of development and talents and cross development of talent through my shop in any kind of a way is a really neat thing to see, you know.
Yeah,
and
definitely
bring the good music to the people. That's what it's all about.
Definitely.
Well, listen, why don't we big up Mesa Lake, and we'll go out with the track from Live in Tokyo, her version of Any Love. And yeah, if anybody's over Tokyo, when's the performance coming up?
I will be in Tokyo I leave September 5th.
Yeah.
And I'll be there, and I'll be back in LA September 12th, then back to Vancouver.
Wow, we're so lucky. Well, awesome. Great having you on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Of course, you've been listening to African Rhythms, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, and we're going out with Any Love. Thanks to Danny also.
Bye,
yeah.
Everybody.
Peace and love, everybody.
Peace.
Coming up, The Basements with Rhett.
Like to bring to the stage a very beautiful young lady. Come on, give it up for Mesa Lake, y'all. Mesa Lake.
See someone that you like to mingle, and imagine that she is waiting for you, yeah. Does any love as you feel is real in its high? As you use love, you lose love. Passion, they know.
Is that hotter than what? Give it up. One more time for Mesa. Thank you.